Like I say, we appreciate, again, the opportunity to be here in the service tonight. Ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts for the service tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Hebrews. We're going to read some out of the 4th chapter and also the 13th chapter. And I may read a little other scripture, but that we'll start with these. About a month from now, we're going to marry one of our granddaughters. We've been thinking. So far I've married all that's got married, other grandchildren. And I never will forget Ori. He's the oldest. He come to us and want to know would I marry him and his fiancée. And I don't know why I did, but I did. I asked him, I said, well, what are you going to do if I don't? I'm serious. I really don't know why I asked him that question, but I did. He thought just a minute. He said, well, I guess I'll get somebody else. He said, but I'd rather you did. Very words he said. And I thought to this day, I don't know why I asked him that. I ain't asked none of the rest of them. But Molly will be getting married in July. And we got her wedding. And I was thinking, parents don't know everything. And sometimes we would probably pick a different partner than what some of our children or grandchildren has picked. It's hard sometimes to just to let go. I'm just talking personally. I've held on to things. I've held on to some things with my own children.
Bless the Lord.
I more or less didn't agree with, but one of them celebrated being married 20-something years here a while back. The other one's been married about 30 years. So something, they knowed something. Or they've held on to something. Or they've held on to the value. Marriage is not what it used to be. I'm just going to talk a minute. My grandmother, one of my grandmothers, she got married and she was 13 year old. she had to. I'm just going to tell you how things are. There, things wasn't as open years ago as they are now. Everybody didn't know everybody's business. I was told this by my grandmother. My granddaddy's people, they built a little room on the side of the house. And they lived with them. Papa wasn't hardly 15 years old. Grandmother 13. My aunt that was born out of that marriage never knew. She never knew till the day my grandmother died. That she is premature. She was 84 years old when she died. The values today is we'd rather try before we do. Common thing. According to the Word of God, it's sin. That's what. You can't make anything else out of it. But we got folks, church folks, it ain't the world, church folks, that does not see anything in this world wrong. Church, you are a minority. And I've said a lot of times, we're a minority of the minority. We really are. We're a small group. Very small group. But you know, I read in the scriptures where the Lord took few and he overcome many. I'll have to stick with the scripture. Preacher, ain't nothing wrong with it. You might as well tell somebody else that. This book won't back it up. I said all that to say this. You say, preacher, is there a problem? No, there's not a problem. I'm not. The 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews says, marriage is honorable in all in the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. That's in the 13th chapter. We're going to read some out of the 4th chapter. I don't know why I told all that or said all that. I just know. I know. It's very difficult to turn things over to people today that you just wonder, will they carry on? Will they carry on the values? The church will be the church. She is the body of Christ. We have no reason to hang our head. We're the church. Heard somebody say something just today. Said, I'm gonna pray that I can forgive you. It's not automatic. These things don't come automatic. They really don't. I'm going to start with the 12th verse of the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrews. You listen close. I don't know, may not do nothing but read tonight. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sinning. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. 13th chapter, we're going to start with the 5th verse. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will not leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without account. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the count, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints, they of Italy, salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Reading a good little bit, I guess, out of that of the book of Hebrews. And I want you to pray for us for just a minute. I'm going to probably read another place if I can get it right fast. So you just bear with us. Out of the book of Ephesians, I'm going to read you just a few verses. I could probably read the whole chapter. I really could, but I'm not going to. But it was Paul writing unto the Gentiles, the Ephesians, if you'll have it. He said, "For this," starting with the first verse, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy prophets and his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ in the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace, of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, I didn't mean to really read all of that, but I couldn't stop, so you just bear with us for just a little bit. I know the Bible says here, and as I read to you in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, as he said, wherefore come, says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And I know that a lot of times we think that we maybe should come humbly before that of the Lord, but he said, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you might find mercy. And he says here in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians, he says, with boldness and access, we've come unto the place to where Jesus Christ is brought us to, or where Jesus Christ is Lord. I want you to think just a minute with it. I'm going to be honest with you, just honest. I know how to be. I've read what I need to read, and where it goes from here, I ain't got a clue. I've got no clue. I can get a hold of certain things in this and other things I can't, but nonetheless, Paul talked about the mystery, and he talked about the mystery that God had showed him. And part of that mystery, my friend, was that the Gentile had received the same thing as the Jew. Heavenly, my friend, not just earthly, but heavenly. He said, be strengthened in the inner man. Brethren, if there's ever been a time that we need to hold fast the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and act as it's already been said tonight, show, thank God, that we are part of his body, the church. Hallelujah. Brethren, you cannot function with members out of place. It's got to be, my friend, according to the part that you belong to tonight. Yes, it does. There's nothing wrong, my friend, with folks searching out and looking. I'll be quite frank with you, and I've already told you, I don't know where I'm headed nor which way I'm going, but I want you to know that when Jesus Christ brought this thing into perspective, brethren, he wants his church to have the boldness to go forward for him. Yes, he does. There's not anything any better in this world, brethren, than that of the church. Functioning, my friend, as the church. Moving forward as the body of Christ. And brethren, there's healing, there's virtue, and there's salvation in the church. Yes, they are. A lot of times we got folks today looking for places to where they think they'll fit in. Do you know the real truth of it is that if God don't mold you and fits you where you belong, brethren, you never, ever will fit. You might think today, and I can't help it, you might think today, I'm one of them. Brethren, that I don't believe you ought to change very much. I'm just honest about it. I've come through a lot of change, but I'll promise you one thing, He said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Brethren, he will not change for any culture that ever comes along. He'll still be God. Yes, he will. Can I tell you something? And I know that men, I worked with a man for several years. He actually drove for me. I was his personal boss. And every time he got a chance, he'd gouge me. Every time he got a chance, my friend, he'd poke at me. And I told him one day, I said, you can do all the poking and gouging you want to. Brethren, I'm a King James Version Bible man, and you're not going to change me. Hallelujah. Preacher, I don't know about that. I got news for you. You can't understand the King James Version of the Bible. You can't understand the Word of God. It don't make no difference how they write it. No, sir. No, sir. You say, preacher, that ain't the only Word of God. Well, can I say this? It's the only one I'll ever use. Yes, sir. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to get in trouble right here, but I'm going to ask you a question. Years ago, my friend, churches had a little, the women of the church normally, they had ladies circle and different things. They'd normally get together every now and again and make a cookbook. Can I ask you a question? What would be in your cookbook? It's not a trick question, and y'all can get mad at me if you want to, but the truth of it is the younger generation cooks different. Do they not? They cook different. If they cook at all. Preacher, we've got out of the backward age. We've got into this good age. And we know how to use a microwave. I ain't gonna stay on that subject. You bear with me. You say pray. I know what I'm talking about. I sure do. I know what I'm talking about. I tell my wife all the time, I said, I thank God for Miss James. Seriously. She was a home economics teacher when we went to school. And she taught them girls, boy, how to cook. Yes, sir. Believe it or not, and how to sew. You say, preacher, it ain't all about cooking and sewing. I'll tell you what, you get you one that don't know how to do either one, you see what it'll do. I said something to Lamar Beeson Sunday, and I was just going on, he knowed it, but I love him and women. Lamar was my pastor in 70, he was my pastor when I got married, 72, 73, 74, 75. Lamar Beeson was our pastor. I know Lamar Beeson for a day or two. Him and women, kids, they just like stair steps when we was down there. Listen, I love him. Mar knows some things about my personal situation. He pastored my mom and dad. Yes, sir. Anyway, we was right out there Sunday, and I looked at Lamar. Wim was standing next to him. I said, Lamar, I said, take her home with you. He looked at me, and you know what he said? He said, you'd miss her. You'd miss her. I tell my wife, I done told you one time, and I'll tell you again. I tell my wife quite a few times, I said, I thank God for Miss Judy James. My wife knows how to cook. When all the kids got out of the house crafting, she cooked like they was all living. Huh? Yes, sir. You want to know why that, sir? I like eating. Yes, sir, I do. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with the message? I want you to know that the church is the church. She's the body. Brethren, she's the means whereby God uses us in this unforgiving world we're living in. Messed up, upside down. Brother, the church is still right today. Yes, she is. There's no reason. This is what Paul was telling them. He said, thank God you're the body. Thank God, act like it tonight. Live like it. Let the world know, thank God, there's a better way tonight. And there is boldness. You say, preacher, I ain't going to be too bold. There's some things you need to be bold about. There's some things, my friend, when it comes to what God has for me and you, you need not hang your head. Thank God, take it with the grace and mercy He's given to us. He's given us a means. He's given us a way of living. You know that? Yes, sir. Brethren, our values may be old fogey, but I got news for you. They're full of life. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. They're not going to die. Amen. No, sir. They're not going to fade away. Brethren, even the commandments of God, folks, still comes through the church tonight. He loved His people. He loved the church. He gave Himself for them. Did He not? I don't know. It might not bother you, but it bothers me just a little bit sometimes. What have we got for the young people? I thought, you say, preacher, you going to come up with something? Yeah, I'm going to come up with something. Going to come up with the same thing they give me when I went to church. Huh? Yes, sir. Brethren, they preach to me. They give me the Word of God and tell me they lived in front of us. Thank God, like the church supposed to. Yes, sir. When they had a shout, they shouted. Glory, hallelujah. Woo!
When they had a word, they had a testimony. Thank God they give it tonight.
I've been around this church long enough to know you don't mind going to meeting. But you're just like I am sometimes. You're stubborn as a mule. Every one of us. Yes, we are. Have to drag it out of us. Don't we, Gary? Have to pull it. Preacher, I want to be sure the Lord's in it. I got news for you. You can wait too long. I've absolutely sat on the bench, my friend, somebody else get up and tell my tale. And the Lord speaking to me the whole time. He said, stay there. Stay there. I got somebody that's willing to tell it, thank God. Hallelujah. Woo! I realize everybody ain't no shouter. But I'll tell you what, you ought to have a shout in you. You're part of the church. What did he say? Word of God was quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder even that of the joint and the marrow, brethren, and is a discerner of the intents of the heart. Brethren, you ain't gonna get nothing by Jesus. He is the Word. He'll cut that heart. He will, Bruce. When he cuts it, my friend, you realize how. Do we know what he done for us? Do we know how precious it is tonight? I know I'm the same way, and I have to just put blinders on sometime. I know I'm preaching to the cream of the crop, but I'm going to tell you something. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It might be the cream of the crop, the only one that can handle it. If it don't get in the hearts of the young people to do better, you hear me, amen, to do more. Amen. When I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, it takes something for you to come on Wednesday night. I don't care who you are. Every one of us got a decision. Every one of us. And if you've got an office, it just puts a more of a burden on you. Amen, and it ought to. There ought to be some responsibility. Amen. Felt? Yes, sir. Man, woman get married and they start raising children and they... neither one of them wants the responsibility, there's a problem. Now, I can't help it. I just can't help it. There's some things you ain't never going to get out of me. I thought, my friend, I thought that things would be different. But I found out when I made a vow to them words, in sickness and in health, in poverty and in wealth, until death do us part.
care whether you like it or not, folks, that is a vow. I took it, so I said, I do.
Didn't you? Yes, sir. Some of us don't realize how good we got it made. Yes, sir. Some of us think God got it made and we just don't know just how good it is. Preacher, my wife don't do this and she don't do that. Well, I got news for you. If you'd quit criticizing her and start doing better, she's going to do better. I'll guarantee you.
Put the criticism, brethren, in a bag and bear it somewhere. Yes, sir.
Nothing else, go outside, thank God, and shout it out. Huh? Get rid of it. Best way you can. Yes, sir.
Work on it. Work on it. Hallelujah. If anything's worth doing, it's worth working on.
Yours might take more work than mine, but I'll guarantee you if it's a marriage that ever sticks, there'll be some work done by, listen, both parties. Both parties. It ain't a one-man thing. No, sir. I can't help it tonight. It's what I've got. Brethren, the church, she is the mother, thank God, of all living, because she's the body of Christ.
Woo!
And they're one. One. Sometimes, Crafton, I realize you ain't gonna find anybody in this world, my friend, that believes things are more in our control than we realize. Preacher, why do you say that? Because he's left the church, thank God, in the place of everything else. It's where the Holy Ghost resides.
Amen.
It's where she functions. Yes, sir. Through me and you. He ain't got nothing else. It's what he left us here for. It's what we're here for.
Brethren, and there's a lot of things that's already happened, but brethren, every one of us is still living in the flesh, and you'll contend with it.
Need to pray God give you the grace to overcome him. Yes, sir. And when you've prayed today and you get up tomorrow, you need to pray again. Yes, sir, because you're going to face him. He's going to try his best to overcome you. But listen, you're the body of Christ. He has to bow. He has to. He knows where the higher power is. Yes, he does. I don't care what the devil tells you. Blame the devil and everything. That's what's the matter with most folks. Put it on somebody else. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy, my friend, when you can point the finger. But when we look in the mirror, Steve, We have to say, it's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I got a problem I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here it is, something new. Thank God I need your help. If I read my Bible right, he says he's a very present help in time of trouble. He didn't stop there. He's a very present help in time of need. If your God won't deliver you, I'd get one that would. You hear me? There's a lot of folks, my friend, running around these other churches, my friend, don't know who God is. They know the name. Yeah. They know the motion. But brethren, they ain't got the substance. Amen. You hear me? That's what Paul was telling these Ephesians. He said, you're in the same shape as the Jew. God has given his life for you. Now you're the body, thank God. Yes, sir. Show it. Reveal it. Not for our glory. Paul said in these verses unto the Ephesians, he said, I bowed down on my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew, brethren, if you're a child of God, you know who's in control tonight. You have to know. Preacher, I want to be one of them new Christians. Well, go right ahead. Can I tell you something? There's no way under God's heaven you can be a Christian without having Christ in your life. Amen. Mark her down. Amen. It won't work. It's what's wrong with most. I can't help it. Preacher, you listen to too much. You get around this too much, and you get around. I got news for you. I'm just an old-fashioned sinner saved by grace. Now, I don't care. It really doesn't matter. People talks about where they come from, this and that and other. I didn't know one thing about the Baptists, not one thing. When I got saved, I didn't know one thing about the Baptists. I didn't, Crafton. Glory. But I can tell you one thing. I was lost. And I got saved. I can tell you that. I know that. Without a doubt, I know that. Had it not been for the Lord, what did David say? In more than one place, he said, had it not been for the Lord, my foot would have well nigh slipped. That ain't all. In that chapter, he talks about several things. Had it not been for the Lord, You don't think, my friend, God can help us today when he took David, a little old youth of a lad, and he slew 10,000s. That's what Saul got jealous about. Saul slew his thousands, but David slew the 10,000s. Huh? Saul didn't like that. No, sir. Didn't matter. The only peace Saul had in this world was David playing on that harp. And he tried to kill him. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Listen, church, you're the church. You're the body. Live it. Thank God, live it to the fullest. See what God will do in your life in 2026. He ain't got but a few months to work. It's moving. Is it not? Moving. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. They probably is. They just ain't figured it out yet. My dad laying in the hospital bed 2 days before he passed away. I'd stayed with him, give Mama a break, go home. We were sitting there. I had a little old bookman, whatever you call it, had scripture in it, and I was reading. He asked me, he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm reading the Bible." He said, "Bible on that thing wasn't about that big." I said, "Yeah." I took it over at big print and showed him. He said, "Man, I'm going to get me one of them." We're sitting there and I was reading, what have you, and he said, "You know," he said, "they never did figure out what was wrong with Grandma as his mother." Conversation went on. That's all he said. They never did figure out what was wrong with her. But she died, Steve. She died. It doesn't matter what's wrong with her. It's just according to one thing, whether or not she knowed him or not.
Yeah.
Is that not what it is?
Yeah.
Is that not what it comes down to, folks? Yeah. It ain't who you know in this society. Yes. No, sir. You can call names and call numbers and you can do everything you want to do. But I'll promise you, when it comes that time to die, I said this at Linda's funeral because I know this to be a fact. To be a fact. Linda Lunsford got ready to die. She did. She'd been prepared for a long time. But she got ready. She got ready. She said, "No more. We're not going through no surgeries. We're not going through this. And we're not going to do this." She said, "No more. No more." I'm going to tell you something, Cody. I ain't there yet. Don't put me in the ground. Don't cover me up. I ain't dead. You hear me? I'm very much alive. Yes, sir. I might not make it back to the nursery, but I got news for you. I'm very much alive right now. And that ain't all. I like what I feel. I'm glad I'm a part of the body of Christ. And I became that part for what he done. Not what I done, what he done for me. That's the message. I might as well hush. Ain't got no quitting place, no way.